This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
6:44, 16 till 7. Man, I forgot to mention the St. Patrick's Parade in the Irish Channel on Saturday. And that's really dumb because I marched in that parade for like 15 years. Although, to be honest, I don't remember a lot of it because there was some drinking going on. Anyway, so let's hope that can get in with the weather that's coming through. Weather's supposed to be nice until Saturday. And then Peyton said it all depends on the timing. So we'll have to see. Let's hope everything gets in. Meanwhile, beautiful spring day today. Shaq Thibodeau joins us now. Colonel Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, or GOSEP. How you doing, Colonel?
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm all right. So let's talk about this homeless shelter, because I took a note here from something I saw last week, and maybe I wrote it down incorrectly, because sometimes I can't read my own handwriting. You ever had that happen to you?
It happens quite a bit. Older we get, it seems to happen more.
Makes me think I should have been a doctor. The handwriting goes bad, and the eyes go bad, too. So it's like, anyway, did I see that the homeless shelter cost $19 million that housed 180 people for 2 months? And if I did the math on that, it comes out to like $105,000 per person. It seems like you could have bought them a house for that. Am I missing something or what?
Well, the first thing of it is it's called a transition center, and what's different is there's a difference between sheltering and housing. This was to provide a stable environment while we were in the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras aspect of it, and it comes in the form of state dollars, but the good news is that we're also applying for federal reimbursement, and all of our conversations with the federal government look favorable that they will reimburse us for those costs.
But for the average person like me, because I consider myself average, Colonel, $105,000 a person, that seems like a lot, no?
Well, it comes down to what the strategy was. What we wanted to do is we wanted to have a dialogue about a long-term strategy in the city of New Orleans for homeless. So what we did was we went into this with the Louisiana Housing Corporation and Office of Community Development with a complete wraparound transition center. We had medical, we had case management, we had mental health, we had professionals there, we had security. So we ran a complete center that was almost in effect like a hospital center that you would not normally see at a low barrier shelter or at one of the other nonprofit shelters. So we wanted to do this from a standpoint of showing as a state that you can, in a short-term aspect, use federal dollars to improve the safety of the homeless people. It does appear on the surface that when you look at it, $17 to $19 million does appear on the surface as an extensive amount of money, but these federal dollars are made specifically for these purposes and has to be spent in this fashion.
But okay, then again, we talk about federal spending and debt and deficit. I'm not trying to get you, that's not your wheelhouse. That's not what you're in. But somebody ultimately has to pay for this, right? I mean, that's the federal government that's spending the money?
Absolutely. And so our deal, at the largest amount, we had 183 people there. What has happened is 49 of those people have been transitioned and have keys or leases to an apartment, with another 47 in the pipeline that we have taken now off of the streets in a homeless fashion, and they now have a lease for a new apartment or actually have keys. So over 90 people of that 183 have either already been placed in a permanent house or are in the process of doing so.
Let's talk about the future then. What happens from here on in? Because that was for Super Bowl Mardi Gras. Is this a new model going forward to deal with the homeless situation, A, in New Orleans, and B, could it be used statewide?
Well, what we're hoping for is we're hoping that this becomes a model on a nationwide aspect. So the contract for the center actually ends today. So yesterday, we knew that we were not just going to end in the Mardi Gras shelter or in the transition center after Mardi Gras. So on Monday of last week, we had 111 people in the shelter. And then on Monday, we had 78 yesterday. So we're going to extend the contract a week at a time, and we're going to divert the money from all of the wraparound services to case management to try to place these people in a proper home and give them a more permanent aspect. So from the standpoint, it ends today, but we're going to extend it a week at a time, and by April 1st, we anticipate the shelter will be completely closed.
I think, you know, from the get-go, I thought this was a good idea, and it seemed like a good way to handle this, but the only question I had is that the cost of it and why it costs so much. And to go back to that, Colonel, a little bit, you said the federal government says the money has to be spent this way, or I'm confused with how you determined.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
How?
Right. So this money that we have is federal dollars that come through the Louisiana Housing Corporation that are designed. You have certain amount of dollars are for case management. You have certain amount of dollars that are for wraparound type services. So we had an opportunity in going through this. It initially came out after the terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. We knew that we needed to make the ingress and egress safer, but we had an opportunity to prompt a dialogue that was more long-term on how to use federal money in a state application and show that you can do a transition center and show that you can transition people off of the streets into more permanent housing. So a lot of this, the money is restricted to be spent a certain way.
So unless my math is off, we'll take a break here, pick it up, we come back. It still seems to be $105,000 per person moving forward. Is that what it's going to cost to get a homeless person off the streets and into temporary housing? We'll talk about that, as well as I know FEMA wants to talk to you all about ways to make, I saw the story today about ways to make the process more effective when FEMA gives the state money to hand out. And they've asked you to consult on that. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, back with Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, talking about the Transition Center on Gentilly Road, I think it is. So, Colonel, somebody texted in about more homeless encampments popping up on Calliope near St. Charles by the Pontchartrain Expressway. I think that's what they're talking about near Calliope. Are there any plans for more sweeps? And if so, is there any way to get that price down from the $105,000 per person, unless my math is wrong, that it came out to be for the people, the money that was spent and the people that are in the facility?
Yes, there is a way to get the price down. It comes with, we ran basically a full service transition center. So if you reduce the wraparound services and you go with some of the local services that would apply for mental health counseling and for case management through some of those nonprofit agencies, you can get that price down. We just felt we had an opportunity to start a dialogue on the national level on how you can do this around events and then how it can turn into a long-term solution. So the thing that I will tell you, the most important piece is all disasters and all emergency events start at the local level, mm-hmm. and they end at the local level. So just as we started this today, the state's in it for the long haul with New Orleans. We'll partner with them, and we hope that this can start some dialogue and across the entire process.
So I see the story here at NOLA.com. Trump administration wants to overhaul FEMA. It's asking Louisiana for advice, and they've asked you to be a part of that, right? Tell me what it is that you would advise the Trump administration to do as it relates to FEMA, because when it comes to federal spending, Louisiana can't afford to take care of itself when it comes to some kind of disaster, can we?
No, what we will tell you is the GOSEP budget is about $3 billion with a B per year. $2.7 billion of that is FEMA money that routes through GOSEP. We're the agent for FEMA. So when you're talking about this, I think it comes down to FEMA getting back to the roots. The FEMA director used to answer directly to the president. Now it's embedded in the Department of Homeland Security, and that was a major mistake. I worked directly for the governor, and if I was embedded three or four levels down, there would be so much bureaucracy. I think FEMA's got to get back to their roots of doing long-term recovery and leave the prepare and respond to the states.
But fund it,
right, yeah. Absolutely. The long-term recovery aspect is the funding piece. And that's what I think President Trump and the administration is trying to go to, is saying the states can do it, and we will fund it. And I think we've demonstrated that from the day of the terrorist attack all the way through Mardi Gras. It's about $45 million that the state has spent, and we did it. We did it without the federal government's help. And right now, they're.
But to be fair, you say without the federal government's help, it was the federal government's money, right?
Yes, it was. And I should say, that's kind of an incorrect statement. The federal government was here, but the federal government, we identified gaps in their ability to prepare and respond. So we stepped in as a state and as a Orleans Parish and as a city to basically take control of this. And now the federal government, we believe, has a responsibility to pay for that. We began the discussions with the federal government, and they look favorable that they will fund all actions from the terrorist attack through Mardi Gras.
Thank you, Colonel.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.